Concussions in sports have gotten increased attention in recent years as evidence grew that they could cause damage that can last a lifetime. When Matt Rota of Lancaster County was in high school, he discovered just how frustrating recovering from a severe concussion can be. As part of our Bridges to Health initiative, WITF's Rachel McDevitt looks at how Rota co-founded a startup aimed at helping athletes identify and recover from brain injuries.
Matt Rota was a junior in high school when a single hockey game changed his entire life. He was skating down the ice on a breakaway when he was checked from behind and flew headfirst into the boards. Rota doesn't really remember the rest of that game. He knows his coach called him over to the bench and asked him, "Where are you? What year is it? And who is the president?"
I said, "I'm at the Lanxa Ice Rink. It's 2014 and Barack Obama."
Rota was cleared to play the rest of the game, but he had sustained a severe concussion. He missed the next 2 months of school as he went in and out of doctor's offices. He suffered debilitating headaches and became depressed and anxious.
What was so frustrating about it was not knowing when I would actually be able to be my normal self again.
With his two best friends and support from his high school, Lancaster Catholic, he started researching and found a lot of concussions are missed because the testing is subjective. Dr. Michael Cordes agrees diagnosing concussions is an art, not a science. Cordes is the director of primary care sports medicine at UPMC Pinnacle, where he says they probably see between 5 and 10 concussion cases each week.
But most concussions are underreported.
He says the best way to detect a concussion is to see the injury happen. But doctors also use what's called an impact test.
Now, an impact test is a measurement of the cognitive ability, the thinking ability of an individual, combined with activity.
Athletes take the test at the beginning of a season, then again if a concussion is suspected. Cordes says he's not thrilled with the test because there are too many variables that can mess with the results. Variables like the athlete having a cold or being tired.
That was the test I did after my concussion, and it really didn't tell me anything or help at all.
This is where Rota says his startup Reflection can really help athletes. He and his co-founders have invented a device to create a more comprehensive picture of an athlete's brain function over the course of a season. They would take the test every week, so if a person does get a concussion, a red flag is immediately thrown up.
This one we called Mindfield, where what happens is these lights appear that you have to touch.
In a basement lab on the Penn State campus, Rota demonstrates the latest model of the Reflection Edge. It's made of sleek touchscreen panels, only a few inches thick, 6 feet long, and a foot and a half tall. It's mounted at eye level on a tripod, a far cry from the original 70-pound version they built in high school.
It was ridiculous. It was like...
The latest version folds up like an accordion to about the size of a briefcase. The tests are like something you would see in an arcade. One's called whack-a-mole. Green squares light up at random points on the screen and slowly turn red if the athlete can't hit them fast enough.
So can I try it?
Sure. Which one did you want to try?
So there was the whack-a-mole.
I'm not an athlete, but I did give it a shot.
No.
This one there. That's okay.
Rota says they want the edge to be fun, a test athletes look forward to taking and work into their weekly routines. He says the test will help improve brain function and reaction time if done regularly, as well as detect concussions.
We envision this for more subtle cumulative effects of subconcussive blows, or just concussions that are missed because athletic trainers can't see everything at once.
Launching a business with a full course load seems like a huge challenge, but Rota says starting Reflection from campus has almost made it easier. As a student, he has access to grant funding, networking, and great mentors.
You know, as a 21-year-old kid, I really don't know how to run a business, but for them to be able to provide that strategic advice and answer questions I've never even thought of, that's been a huge help for us.
His company is now paying a Penn State professor to run clinical trials on the Edge. Rota says they plan to officially launch in May and hope to have the device in 100 schools within the first year. I'm Rachel McDevitt, in-state college.
WESA's Bridges to Health covers the well-being of Pennsylvanians and is funded by the Jewish Healthcare Foundation.